You've probably seen the depiction of a person who's listening to two voices, represented by a little angel on one shoulder and a little devil on the other shoulder. The angel represents good choices and the voice of truth, and the devil represents bad choices and the voice of lies. While we know there aren't little beings on our shoulders whispering into our ears, most of us have experienced times of decision when it feels like there's a war going on in our head. We know it's best to listen to the positive voice, but sometimes the negative voice can seem louder. That negative voice speaks against our true identity and purpose, which is found in Christ. It tells us we don't matter. We aren't loved. We aren't good enough. It tells us lies about who we are in Christ. As we listen, we allow circumstances to shadow the truth of who God is and who we are in Him. The poet in Psalm 42 and 43 writes about such a time of back and forth thinking. On one hand, he is listening to the voice of hopelessness and despair, wondering where God is. And on the other hand, he hears the voice of truth and looks to God, his refuge. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. Like each of us, the psalmist had bad days and good days, but he knew where to find hope, and we should too. We are comforted and encouraged when we listen to the voice of truth. In the midst of our worst struggles, we have the eternal hope of Jesus Christ continually reminding us who we truly are, God's beloved children. This means you are a beloved child of God. Jesus, the voice of truth, wants you to recognize and know and live in the truth that you are His beloved. Casting Crowns, a popular Christian music band, sings a song that speaks strongly to the inner struggle we all face. The chorus says this, "But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says, do not be afraid. The voice of truth says, this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth." May you listen and believe the true voice of Jesus. I'm Greg Williams, speaking of life.
Thanks for watching this episode of Speaking of Life. We hope you enjoyed it.
We'd love to connect with you. Here are a couple of ways. Subscribe to our newsletter, GCI Update, and like us on Facebook.
And if you'd like more resources from GCI, check out our website.
Thanks again for watching. See you next week.